Stem cell research is not getting the focus of, say, the economy or Iraq. But some polls show that 70% of Americans support lifting government restrictions on embryonic stem cell research. UW-Madison Assistant Political Science Professor Kathy Kramer-Walsh says the possibility to cure a variety of disease resonates with voters.
It has to do with the dying of loved ones, and so even though it's a pretty complicated scientific matter, it does go to the gut in many ways.
Stem cells were first isolated at the UW-Madison. That's one reason the presidential candidates have flocked to a state they used to fly over. And it's not just the candidates, it's their wives who are weighing in. In September, Elizabeth Edwards toured a lab on the Madison campus where stem cell research is done.
See a round sphere?
Yes.
And inside that sphere are about 100,000 individual stem cells. And those stem cells will grow in the culture.
That was after Ronald Reagan had passed away. His son and wife Nancy, along with other Republicans, wanted more public money spent on stem cell research. Their position bolstered Democrats, and Republicans realized it was a campaign issue they couldn't ignore. In October, Laura Bush came to Milwaukee. The First Lady's visit fell after the anniversary of the president's decision limiting federal funding to 70 stem cell lines.
The president's policy makes it possible for researchers to explore the potential of stem cells while respecting the ethical and moral implications associated with this research.
And shortly after, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry found himself on the defensive when some Catholic bishops started stumping for Bush. They told Bushners it would be a sin to vote for Kerry because embryos are destroyed in certain kinds of stem cell research. The Democrat was asked about this during the final debate.
The New York Times reports that some Catholic archbishops are telling their church members that it would be a sin to vote for a candidate like you because you support a woman's right to choose an abortion and unlimited stem cell research. What is your reaction to that?
I respect their views. I completely respect their views. I am a Catholic, and I grew up learning how to respect those views, but I disagree with them, as do many.
Polls indicate most Americans support more government funding for embryonic stem cell research. Scientists complain the available stem cell lines are contaminated, but President Bush hasn't budged. During the second televised debate, Bush said only current stem cell lines will get government money if he remains in the White House.
I'm the first president ever to allow funding, federal funding, for embryonic stem cell research. But I think we got to be very careful in balancing the ethics and the science.
When Bush set the policy 3 years ago, it was referred to as a compromise. It was designed to satisfy both pro-life groups who wanted no government money for such research and scientists who wanted more. But Kerry says the government should respect life by seeking a cure for deadly disease. During the second debate, he said taking unused embryos from fertility clinics does that.
Now, I think we can do ethically guided embryonic stem cell research. We have 100,000 to 200,000 embryos that are frozen in nitrogen today from fertility clinics. These weren't taken from abortion or something like that. They're from a fertility clinic.
Stem cells got only brief mention during the final presidential debate. Kramer-Walsh says that's because other issues dominated.
People are concerned with the economy, with the war in Iraq, and with terrorism. And it depends on the point in the campaign which of those issues are most emphasized, and it sort of depends on which members of the electorate you're talking to.
The election isn't likely to turn on stem cell research money, but it's another way for the candidates to contrast their health care policies. And with the race so tight, the voters who haven't made up their minds can make all the difference in who wins in November. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.